Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast, brought to you by AmpCoil. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we discuss the common thread survivors share after walking through the fire, the practitioners making a difference, and the treatment modalities that deliver healing back into the hands of the people who need it most. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast. I'm dropping in for a little late night episode here, a little solo-sode. And I had a beautiful episode ready to go today, and the universe tapped me on the shoulder and said, today is not the day for that episode. Here's the beautiful thing about your own podcast. You can do whatever you want at the end of the day, and you can release on Thursday morning like I normally do, or possibly Friday, and the world still goes round. So there's some things I'm focusing on in my own health that are really moving the needle. You know, I've done some webinars lately and some Zooms and communicated to a few audiences, but my energy has never been better. My energy is palpable. It is unstoppable. It is to a force where I feel like if there's anything that I want to do, I can do it. Now, I'm 42 years old. It's been a long time since I've felt like this. And I mean pre-college, because let's just face it, I abused my health in college, and then I was chronically ill, went through a little bit of cancer, some surgeries, some Lyme, some mold. We find ourselves at today where not only have I moved through all those things, but I found this incredible source of endless energy. And it's incredible. I'm yelling it from the mountaintops. I want to offer some things that really move the needle for me in the past, I want to say 3 to 4 months. So I'll just give you a little compartmentalized view, and then I really want to move on, and I want to move to an emotional piece that, again, has unlocked this big block where energy was, I had a limitation. But before I go there, I want to go to some of these little biohacking things, which I think will just kind of wet the palate and get you interested. So one thing I've been really committing to is getting red light therapy. Red light once a day, 10 to 20 minutes. I either end the day with it for a sleep protocol, or I do it in the morning. And what red light does is it charges the body much like a plant. Plants use photosynthesis to create energy. The body actually uses spectrums of red light to process water on a cellular level. And the light I'm using, it's called lightpathled.com. They're working on a new website right now, but this light is there. It's very similar to a model called the Juve, but it's about half the price, and it's more powerful. It uses 5-watt bulbs as opposed to a 3. The spectrums of light are 660 and 850. That's going to penetrate into the skin and the muscle and the tissue. And depending on where you have that light and for duration, it really brings a sense of joy. And let me tell you what, in Connecticut, in the winter, when there isn't a lot of natural sunlight, it is a game changer. So I will let you in on a little secret. If you put in the code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN at checkout, this light, you get a discount. So I use the 17-inch by 12-inch by 3-inch model, which is 9 pounds. They have larger models, and they have some small ones too. But this is something I'm going to have a red light specialist on. We're going to have Scott on to talk about red light, the powers, the expectations, the limitations, and how that can work in your ecosystem. So light, I'm really focusing on light, because let me tell you, you should be getting that first hour to hour and a half of sunlight, especially gazing at the morning sun. I can tell you, again, in Connecticut, in the winter, that's not happening a lot. So I'm noticing it's really having an effect on how my body is feeling. Now, I've had the red light for a while, so it's something that has been in my field, probably have one for a year and a half, but there's something special about this new one that I really enjoy. And I've heard this from other people. Some make me sleepy, some make you energized. This brings a sense of joy. So I'm really fond of this, again, LightPath LED. So number two is I'm focusing on water, specifically the quality of water. Now, I'm working with the Deuterium Depletion Centers in Los Angeles. And deuterium-depleted water is essentially, it's a long story, but it's essentially water that has been depleted of extra heavy hydrogen isotopes. Now, this could be a whole show into of itself. However, the concept is that when particles of hydrogen collect in our drinking water, it can get up to 155 to 160 parts per million. That's high. Natural spring and mountain water is proposed to be down to 135 parts per million. So as this heavy hydrogen isotope, heavy hydrogen, it's also known as heavy water. You've heard of heavy water before in the production of the atomic bomb. It accumulates in the cell. And in each side, in each cell, we have 300 little nanomotors spinning. You can imagine these little spinning turbines. And what they do is they break apart ATP, that's adenosine triphosphate. And when it splits the ATP, it makes energy. Well, the heavy hydrogen actually gets clogged in these nanomotors. And just like a little ball bearing, it stops them from spinning. So if you have that happening on a large level, energy goes down and you're open to chronic illness. So the deuterium depletion protocol is doing some red light and some fasting and some breath work so your body can naturally expel this deuterium. But also, they have a special water which is depleted down to 125, 85, 65, or 25 parts per million. It's a thing. It's a new thing, and I'm working with a center. We're going to do an amazing podcast and show. I'll give you a few of the things that are happening in this field. One of the things is they're showing great efficacy in treatment of metastatic cancer, brain cancer, some small cell lung cancer. You've got to search around on PubMed, but you can see where deuterium-depleted water has shown some great efficacy in the longevity of terminal cancer patients or those struggling with cancer without any of the side effects of chemotherapy. So it's an exciting thing. I'm trying it. I'm reading about it. The other thing that I'm doing to my water is I'm charging my water. If you look into Dr. Gerald Pollack, who is one of the, well, he's a water guru, and he talks about water having a fourth phase, a gelatinous phase. And with water in this phase, it better hydrates the tissue. You can think about, here's an example of this fourth phase of water. If you were to put chia seeds in a cup and let them sit overnight in the refrigerator, you have a gel. That gel is very similar to the cytoplasm around the cell. So what it does is it takes that healthy cell and it allows it to let nutrients as well as sodium, potassium flow in and out of the cell because the integrity is, well, it's just better. To put it from a non-scientific term, because that's how I understand it. It's just better. So you want this fourth phase of water. And while it can be difficult to get, there are ways you can manipulate water. And when water flows down a stream or over rocks through a vortex, it's given an electronic charge. And this water has a charge to it, a crystalline structure, if you will, proposed to be better for the body, better for hydration. A few ways you can achieve this. You can put it through a vortex. Did anybody do that experiment in elementary school where you had this thing where you connected two liters of empty Mountain Dew and you'd put water in one and you'd flip it over? It would create a tornado and swirl down. That's one way you can vortex water. Another way is to charge the water with a magnetic field. Now, I happen to have an amp coil in my home. So an amp coil is a pulse electromagnetic frequency device, a system which broadcasts magnetic waves. And through this PEMF, you can charge your water. So I take a glass carafe of water. It's a very fancy carafe. It's not mine. It's a friend's. And I put it right next to this magnetic coil. I do 10 to 15 minutes of a journey on the amp coil system, which it's a set of frequency codes, and it charges this water. And after the 10 to 15 minutes, I can see bubbles and energy and oxygen forming in this water, and I do get energy. Again, I was very, very tired before I did this podcast, and I happen to have a glass of this charged water, and it really got me going. Okay, so here's another thing that I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on oxygen. oxygenation of the tissues. I'm very aware under the current work schedule that I am choosing to do. It's a choice, ladies and gentlemen. It's a choice that I'm not breathing. Let me tell you something. When you're working with a new paradigm, a new company, when you're an entrepreneur, there's a lot of gaps where you just don't breathe. I'm very aware of that. And after a while, days, weeks, months, the body grows a new level of tension. So you've got to take time to do deep breathing breath work. Sage Rader, Google him. He's a breath work expert. He's got wonderful videos on YouTube, and he is changing the way we breathe. I would look into that gentleman if I were going to do some breath work. I would also Google Dan Buell. Trust me, 10 to 15 minutes of this breath work can be profound. Now, I think the other thing that I'm really changing in here is, well, there's a couple things, but I only want to talk about one more. I was going to keep it under 10 minutes and we're 10:26. The other thing that I've been doing is experimenting with longer windows of fasting. That's right, January 2020. I have actually partaken in over 30 days of one meal a day. So I'm doing large. I know it sounds crazy. Everybody gripped the steering wheel. They said, oh my goodness, I would be a very nasty, mean person with one meal a day. But let me tell you something, it's really changed my energy, my brain focus, and my ability to recall the words that I want. I have this access to information that's incredible. It's really quite profound. So I'm on to something here. I don't want to go too into the fasting because it's another podcast and I want to have an expert. But from my experience, I'm not losing muscle mass. I'm 30 days into this OMAD, this one meal a day, and I'm feeling really good. Now, I really haven't lost a lot of body fat. I have less bloating, and I'm digesting things better. And part of my hurdle in life is abdominal adhesions. This is scar tissue. Me eating less makes my digestive system feel better because there's less food, less mass moving through the small intestine where I have issues. I've had a small bowel resection, so that's big. Last thing I'm going to touch on, which I said, I had a big emotional block that was holding back energy for me, and I've done a podcast about it. It's the ability or inability to say exactly what I want to someone in that moment. Let me frame this for you. If you have anger, frustration, or sometimes rage at a human being, and you nod and you smile and you walk away, and you take it to one of their friends, maybe you take it to the person on the right, and you unload and you complain and you bitch about it and you go over it, and then you go to the friend on the left and you go into the story again and again and again. Guess what? Everybody gets the abuse, the negative energy of your complaining, except the person who deserved to hear your authentic response to the moment. So what I'm working on, even when it seems extreme, even if it's someone who is my peer or my boss, I'm working on breathing and trying to load the information that they've earned in a positive way. So I'll give you an example. If I'm on the other end of information that I perceive to be full of ego and negative charge, I pause, I breathe, I say, are you in a place where you're ready to receive some feedback? And I very directly offer what I have to say, not out of spite, not out of angst, but because I've got to say it, and I'm bad at that. There's an area of me, again, I've said this before, as a child of divorce, where I want to please everybody. I want to make you happy. I want to keep the peace. But let me tell you what that does to my internal energy. It spins on a loop, the negative thoughts, and it makes me sick. And it bottles my energy. And I notice since I've offered this to human beings, when someone comes at me and asks to be on the podcast, but then asks, how many listeners do I have or what my audience reach is, that triggers me because this podcast is not about listenership. It's not about reaching hundreds of thousands of people. Let me tell you something. It's not about making money because it's expensive. What it is about is getting the right message to the right human being when they are ready to hear it. The right human when they're ready to hear it. So when you're ready to receive, I'm here for you. This is why I'm doing this. I know this podcast is not going to resonate with a lot of people. They're going to think, oh my God, the water and the light and the fast, he's doing a lot of weird stuff to maintain his wellness. Well, listen, I don't want wellness. I want to go 8 steps beyond wellness because it's going to take this radical brilliance and clarity to move the human race in a new direction. That is all for me. Namaste.
Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast. Now, in a world where the average attention span is less than 10 seconds, we just spent almost an hour together. And I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. Now, one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysetgo.com and check out my newly launched page, Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every 5-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link. And please know, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the show through affiliation. So, check out Freddy's Faves on freddysetgo.com. This episode of the Beautifully Broken podcast was brought to you by our sponsor, AmpCoil, upgrading the vibrations of hearts, minds, and bodies all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Grabbing a download is like giving this virtual thumbs up that we're doing it right. And if you want to connect with me, shoot me a message on Instagram at freddysetgo.com or at freddysetgo. That's all for today. Our closing. The world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading, whatever it takes to move the needle. Remember, while life is pain, putting those fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I'm your host. I love you. Namaste. Have a wonderful day.